From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
On the Farm Radio is pleased to promote and support the National FFA organization. Young people involved in agricultural education and leadership today will be our next generation of agriculturalists tomorrow. Contact your local FFA chapter to see how you can support our next generation of farmers and agribusiness leaders. More information at ffa.org.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Farmers in our region are watching the tariff situation very closely in mid-July. Let's get a special report from Chad Smith at American Farm Bureau.
Several major developments have taken place when it comes to trade. This includes delays of implementation of country-specific tariffs, as well as new threats of tariffs against the European Union, Mexico, and Brazil. Dave Salmonson, Senior Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the new deadline to circle on the calendar is August 1st.
The president announced that about a week ago, giving many countries more time to negotiate deals with the U.S. to lower tariffs. And certainly in agriculture, we hope to reduce barriers and increase our opportunities to export our products.
Salmonson says farmers could face the brunt of impacts if tariffs are implemented.
I think you'd get a couple of impacts. One, their products coming in here, of course, would be more expensive. Some of these tariffs from the 20 to 30% or higher. Things that farmers use, inputs that come from overseas, would definitely become pricier. If tariffs go into effect, countries will respond. Either they retaliate with their own tariffs on us, or they may look elsewhere to buy.
Salmonson said it's still too early to know how trading partners will react.
We've seen in the past, China put on some higher tariffs. They ended up about 10% more. Other countries don't have a big history of retaliating. Even though they get higher tariffs, they don't usually put higher tariffs on what they get from us. But then again, they may look to purchase elsewhere if they can find it.
Chad Smith, Washington.
Thank you, Chad, for that report. Now we have another special report from Rod Bain at the USDA on a national farm security plan.
To many in the realm of agriculture, to many in our nation.
Food security, that's national security.
Food policy is national security policy. A country who cannot feed itself, cannot take care of itself, and cannot provide for itself is not secure.
And with various threats to food and farm security, ag land and supply chain components purchased and operated by foreign adversaries, terrorism in bio and cyber forms, theft of intellectual property, such as seeds, a coalition of federal and state governments joined Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins in the announcement of
the USDA's National Farm Security Action Plan.
I'm Rod Bain. Coming up, Secretary Rollins and other officials join us as we look at the reasons behind and the breakdown of the National Farm Security Action Plan in this edition of Agriculture USA. Food and farm security as national security. A phrase several in the ag and consumer sectors agree upon. Yet in recent years, one may note an increase in potential threats of different kinds to that secure food supply. There is the purchase of agricultural land in our nation by not just foreign entities, but in cases, foreign adversaries to our country. And what has Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth double concerned is the number of foreign-owned ag properties near military installations in the continental U.S.
As someone who's charged with leading the Defense Department, I want to know who owns the land around our bases and strategic bases, and getting an understanding of why foreign entities, foreign companies, foreign individuals might be buying up land around those bases.
It isn't just farmland owned and operated by foreign adversaries, but recent acquisitions of American food processing and input companies that are part of our nation's supply chain. Other farm and food security threats on the radar of Attorney General Pam Bondi and others include potential bioterrorism on the farm level. Recent examples of such threats include:
last month in Michigan, we charged two Chinese nationals for attempting to smuggle potential agroterrorism weapons into the United States. Just days later, we arrested another Chinese citizen for sending packages of concealed biological materials into the United States.
Cybersecurity security threats to agribusinesses in recent years, computer systems hacked with intent to extort or cripple companies and individuals are also noted. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem talks about another form of theft.
For decades, evil foreign governments have come into this country and they've stolen our intellectual property, our genetics.
Whether patented seed technology or livestock animal genetics. With these and other possible threats to U.S. farm and food security, a coalition
in coordination with the White House, the Departments of Treasury, Defense, Homeland Security, and Justice, as well as state governors, state agriculture commissioners, local tribal and territorial governments,
are partners with Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins in implementation of USDA's recently announced National Farm Security Action Plan. The plan contains seven elements, as explained by the Secretary.
The first of the seven is securing and protecting American farmland ownership, actively engaging at every level of government to take swift legislative and executive action to ban the purchase of American farmland by foreign adversaries. Also enhancing our agricultural supply chain resilience, also protecting our U.S. nutrition safety net from fraud and foreign exploitation.
Also part of the plan, defending U.S. agricultural research and innovation from foreign threats, as well as
number five, making sure that America First is in every USDA program from farm loans to food safety. Number six, safeguarding plant and animal health, working to make sure that we know what is coming in and how to control animal diseases. And number seven, protecting critical infrastructure from our farms and our food and our supply chains, again, along with partners across this government here in Washington and across our states.
Plan components complement already established food and farm safety efforts, as explained by Attorney General Bondi and Homeland Security Secretary Noem.
We're cracking down on pesticide trafficking. FBI has opened over 100 bio-smuggling investigations in recent years.
Our Customs and Border Protection units are the ones that all of our goods come into this country and leave this country on, and their investigations and how they inspect our ag products are critically important to make sure that we aren't facing any kind of threats from what kind of products may come into this country or what kind of terrorist acts might happen from goods that other countries may wish to send to us that would harm our food supply.
This has been Agriculture USA. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
If a hurricane hits, have what you need to weather the storm. Now is the time to put together a disaster supplies kit. For a list of items to include, visit redcross.org.
Our pearl of wisdom this weekend is about news journalism. You know, the popular media these days. And this was once said about the media. Don't tell me what I'd like to hear. Tell me what I need to hear. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.